Okay, jetzt aber zu Dr. Artis. Dr. Artis, I'm sorry about the delay. This is Viviana was reading to us from very recent, actually brand new newspaper articles involving Charité Hospital, which is a major university hospital in this town here in Berlin. And there are what they call irregularities concerning billing practices at that hospital involving, among others, Professor Dr. Drosten, who is neither a real professor nor a real doctor, but he's the one who invented the so-called Drosten PCR test, on whose basis everything that's happening is founded, really, more or less. This is just to explain to you what she was reading. I have seen, and I think we have all seen, a number of videos with you, and the two most important, the two things that really jolted me out of my seat, more or less, is when you were speaking about remdesivir, and the other one is how the CDC, even before they started with these so-called vaccinations, knew everything about the so-called adverse events. Can you tell us, instead of me doing this, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes. So I'm actually a holistic practitioner studying chiropractic, practicing chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutrition. I actually had set off to go to med school to help reverse my sister's autoimmune disease of lupus that she was diagnosed when she was 11. Only we learned early on in her diagnosis and prognosis that there was no known cure in conventional medicine. There was no known cause for this systemic lupus erythematosus. There was only these three drug treatments, and these three drug treatments were actually going to end her life within a three-decade period, is what we were told. She was only 11 at the time. Then they told us also she would never be able to bear children because the drugs were going to have side effects of stillbirths and birth defects. So I knew the medical model wasn't going to help me figure out what happened to my sister. So I set off to go learn everything I could about how do you analyze what causes disease in the body, how do you remove those causes of disease, and then how do you actually heal the human body. So for the last 20 years, I've had practices in both Tennessee and in Dallas, Texas, where we treated thousands of people from all around the world, 16 different countries, to actually help them uncover why it is they were diagnosed with medical conditions, and then help them over months to years to reverse those. So I specialized in, it was really a nutritional practice, detoxing, removing infections, and then actually healing the body through herbal means, dietary means. That's basically my...
I'll translate this. Also Dr. Artis ist Arzt, er ist aber auch insbesondere Heilpraktiker, das ist Holistic Medicine. Er ist Chiropraktiker, er spezialisiert auch auf Ernährung. Und er ist dazu gekommen, weil seine Schwester an dieser Krankheit Lupus leidet. Da hat man damals, da war sie 11 Jahre, gesagt, sie hat, es gibt nur 3 Möglichkeiten, und zwar nur 3 Arzneimittel, mit denen man sie behandeln kann. Damit lebt sie zwar, aber sie wird trotzdem innerhalb von 3 Dekaden, also nach 30 Jahren, tot sein. Sie war damals 11 und Kinder wird sie sowieso nie bekommen. Und das hat ihn dazu gebracht, in dieses Thema einzusteigen. Inzwischen hat er hat auch eine eigene Show im Fernsehen, inzwischen hat er in Tennessee und in Dallas, Texas, Behandlungszentren eingerichtet, wo Tausende, Zehntausende von Patienten aus der ganzen Welt von ihm behandelt werden, insbesondere mit naturheilkundlichen Maßnahmen, Kräutern, aber auch mit speziellen Diäten.
So, that, you know what? Just this, ask one question. So, yeah. How's your, just a few curiosity, were you able to help your sister?
Yeah, 12 years later, she actually got married, and then she actually got impressions that I was to heal her and started having visions and dreams and prayers answered that she was going to have children. Well, I just want you to know she's now 34 years old and just had her 4th child last October. And she has been no lupus for the last 10 years, which is fabulous.
Congratulations.
And just in case you want to know, systemic lupus erythematosus, for anybody that's watching this, you guys need to actually make sure any rheumatologist is looking for parasite infections in their spleen organ. Once you find that and remove the parasites, It doesn't matter if it's tapeworms, roundworms, flukes, or protozoa. When you eliminate that, which only takes a few months, all of the body pain, all of the rashes that occur with systemic lupus will disappear. It's been a great disinformation and cover-up medically for years.
This is extremely interesting. I don't know if you're aware of this, of James Corbett. He's originally from Canada, but he's been living in Japan, I think, since 2004 because he's married to a Japanese woman. He's one of the best investigative journalists. And we've had him here. We interviewed him. And I don't know if you've seen his two videos. One is called How Big Oil Conquered the World, and the other one is called Why Big Oil Conquered the World. And it describes in detail how at the start of the last century, some very rich people decided to go from oil into healthcare, and how they founded the pharmaceutical industry in order to get rid of holistic medicine, which was up until then working fine. So you have more or less been in the business of turning this around, it seems to me.
Oh, yeah, for the last 20 years. Mm. And the most disgusting thing around remdesivir, which this has been the first thing I brought out in media back in May 2020, is when Anthony Fauci put on the National Institutes of Health's website what the treatment protocol for COVID-19 hospitalized patients was going to be. I was just curious because I heard in the media that within the third day, these New York doctors that were being flooded with COVID-19 patients, they were reporting by the day three and day five, they were experiencing what they had never seen before from a viral infection. They all reported that there was acute kidney failure within 3 to 4 days of treatment. And they have never seen, this was their words, we've never seen a virus do this to the kidneys. Well, the truth is, it's because the virus has never done that to the kidneys, and it was never the kidneys anyway. So when I heard this in the media, I wanted to know, well, what are they doing to these patients? Just 3 months earlier, my father-in-law was killed by medical protocols in a Dallas, Texas hospital. They literally used vancomycin, which is an antibiotic. It shut down his kidneys within 24 hours. By day three, they told us he was an acute kidney failure. By day five, he had so much water retention on his brain, he was going unconscious. By day nine, they had killed him. Now, vancomycin, the antibiotic, has a known side effect of acute kidney failure. And I don't know if anybody in here knows this, but they had diagnosed him with the flu in early February. Now, why would you ever use an antibiotic to treat a viral infection? It's not conducive. It's not safe or effective. The CDC actually warns against it. But vancomycin has acute kidney failure as a side effect. Well, when I actually... You let me know when you're ready to translate. I don't want to get too far ahead. Yeah. But you let me know when you want me to stop.
Hold on 1 second, because there's, I don't know if you're aware of this, but our chief medical advisor, I guess we can call him, he's the one who really got this corona committee started. Dr. Vodak is with us. So he may ask some questions, which we can't ask because we're no experts. We're only lawyers. We're always dependent on people like you and Dr. Vodak and the others. But let me quickly translate this. Also, es ist gefragt worden, ob seine Schwester immer noch lebt. Da hat er gesagt, ja. Und zwar ist sie inzwischen 34 Jahre alt. Sie hat 4 Kinder und überhaupt keinen Lupus mehr. Das ist eine parasitäre Infektion in der Milz, sagt er. Und das kann man behandeln, indem man die Parasiten da rausholt, indem man die behandelt, in die zerstört. Und wenn die weg sind, ist alles gut. Und genau das ist bei seiner Schwester passiert. Und jetzt spricht er langsam über dieses zentrale Thema Remdesivir, mit dem auf Rat oder Anweisung, muss man sagen, nicht Rat, von Herrn Fauci in New York, wo es einen Spike nach oben gab mit Todesfällen, die Patienten behandelt wurden. Und da sagt er, das Merkwürdige war, dass er 3 Monate, bevor er davon gehört hat, was da losging, ist sein Vater gestorben, der mit einem anderen Medikament, da wurde gesagt, der hat eine Grippe, sowas ähnliches, ja auch ein respiratorischer Infekt, Er hat eine Grippe und er wurde mit einem ähnlichen Medikament, Vancomycin.
Vancomycin.
Oh.
Vancomycin.
Okay.